Perek Beis Bishul Sif Lamed Beis. Hafalas Mechem Alzei Shon Shabbos. If you want to put on an urn with a shon from Shabbos, I mean the turn on itself. Mechem Chashmali. Dinei Kekir She'enu Gufa Ketuma. She'osel Lahashes Agaba Ma'achalim She'enu Mevoshon. Chen Osel Lahafilas Mechem Alzei Shon Shabbos. Ab Shashon Oruch Me'ev Shabbos. And my mind should be taken, I'm in a special. We shouldn't be sure, I'm making it. Nedalek. Yes, Matsav Shashia Sua. Shamayim is special in Baruch Magabe Esh. Oh, so what do you say? Since a normal Mechem Chashmali is not Gufa Ketuma, because it's not been put a blech underneath and I haven't done Gufa Ketuma to it, therefore you can't leave this Mechem Chashmali on with a Shon Shabbat, which will turn on only later on, and the water will only start cooking later on. Why? Because now the water is cold. And later on Shabbos, the water will get hot. It's Issah from Shia, putting on the on Shabbos, you're putting on Shabbos, the water, which hasn't been cooked yet, and it gets cooked on Shabbos. It's Issah from Shia, without Gufa Ketuma, you're not allowed to leave such a thing on the fire. What will happen if the water inside the urn has already been cooked and you want it now it gets cold because it hasn't got the electricity on, and afterwards the time switch will put it on? Then he says, look in the footnote. In the footnote he brings down that we take on water which got cold, we take on as it wasn't cooked. Therefore, really, it should be a problem from Shia. But the Chazon Ish brings down that maybe it's got no problem from Shia altogether. But the problem is what the Chazon Ish is discussing exactly. The halach is not so straightforward. Now, this was discussing only water which is put inside this urn before Shabbos. And the time switch is going to put it on. But nobody should think that if so, even if the time switch is only going to put it on in another hour, one can go and put in water on Shabbos itself, before the time switch will put it on. That is also according to everybody. To fill up water on Shabbos to an urn which is going to go and go on in an hour or so, is also to do that on Shabbos. That's called Chazorah. We'll learn about it later on. That everybody holds you're not allowed to do. Sif Lamad Gimel. Mitkan Lamayim Minerali. If you've got a machine which has got Mayim Minerali inside it. Mitkan She'efshe Lo'itzi Mimenu Mayim Minerali Chamim Oikarim. Ein Lo'itzi Mimenu Mayim Chamim. She'nechnosim B'mokoimum Mayim Bilti Mubusholim V'heim Mispashlim M'toich HaMeicham. You're not allowed to take out from a minibar or any sort of Mayim Minerali machine which has got hot water and cold water. You're not allowed to take out the hot water, because if you take out hot water from there, what's going to happen? The cold water is going to go into the hot water tank, and the tank is going to heat it up. You've got a problem from heating up water on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take out from the hot water on Shabbos, because if you're going to take out from the hot water on Shabbos, what's going to happen? More cold water is going into the hot water tank, and it will be a problem. So mine Karim, Hadava Toli Bidin, Psychas Mekare, Hashmali Bishabas. She psychosoi Yremes La Folos Hamanoah. Yivu Dinoi Perak or Isik Bidin Machshi Hashmal Bishabas. If you want to go and take out cold water, then you got the problem from the problem which you have with a normal frigida. Because how's it work? The cold water is like a fridge. Therefore, what's the problem with the fridge? Maybe when you take out the water, maybe it'll go and make the machine work, or not make the next water which comes in to make it go and cold again. Therefore, it's like a fridge which most possibly holds that fridge, that if the machine is already working, there's no problem. But we'll learn about it later on in the peg which discusses a fridge which the electricity is working. In the footnote, he discusses what happens to the Gabe Yontif. In the Yontif, it's much easier than heating up hot water. Because Yontif, you're allowed to cook water for drinking. He discussed it, elaborates a lot in the footnote about Yontif. It's not so straightforward, any sad. what is the halacha exactly with the yontif? Here you got a problem from chashmal, not only a problem from cooking, got a problem, maybe got a problem from boina. And yontif is more lenient, that is, one has to know exactly what the halacha is, kelapei yontif.